Members of Holy Trinity Parish, today indeed is a special feast. It is the titular feast of our parish. And so I would like to say a few words of the significance of the feast, not only as a doctrine of the faith, the Holy Trinity, but as an invitation to understand more fully the mystery and the gift of God's life and love through the Holy Trinity. It is an awareness that began so long ago, as suggested by the readings such as we have heard, Deuteronomy, written around 700 BC, there emerged an awareness of God's divine presence to a people, as we heard Moses proclaim, "Ask now of the days of old, before your time, ever since God created human beings upon the earth, ask from one end to the sky to the other, did anything so great ever happen before?" What's the anything that Moses is referring to? It is an awareness that God had drawn closer to human beings, being revealed for the first time in human consciousness by choosing to make a covenant with the people, with them. These people were not chosen out of privilege, but out of mission. And so the people, first identified as Hebrews and Israelites, and then Jews, began to believe in an all-loving God who had given them a special mission, especially to believe and practice the two great love commandments, love of God and to love their neighbor. They were unlike other people, these Jews, because they grew in their belief in the presence of one God. Their beliefs and their behaviors differed from other peoples of the world. Unlike the Egyptians, they did not believe in Ra, the sun god, nor the Greeks. They did not believe in Zeus or Athena or Poseidon or any of the rest of the Greek theophany of gods and goddesses. And especially at considerable sacrifice of their lives, the Jewish people did not subscribe to the Roman belief that Caesar was a god. No, the Jewish awareness of a belief in a loving God, that they were chosen, not out of privilege, but out of sense of being sent, a mission to proclaim the presence and the love of one God. Hundreds of years later, into the Jewish historical journey of priests, prophets, and kings throughout the lands of what we now call the Middle East, there emerged Jesus, a rabbi from a small town of Nazareth, who people came to believe it is more than just a rabbi or even a prophet, for a new awareness, a new consciousness, a belief in God's presence was revealed from the life, death, and resurrection of this Jesus. And what's more, that Jesus is God. We Christians, of course, believe this, but the birth of this awareness was and continues to be radical, revolutionary. And this consciousness continues to reverberate through the centuries into our own day. This was a distinct revelation that Jesus the Jew had a greater mission, but built upon the first one given to the Jewish people, namely that Jesus was sent by God, whom he addressed as a loving and compassionate Father, Abba. What's more, after his death and resurrection, Jesus sent the Holy Spirit, who in turn sends followers into the world. This sense of sending, this sense of mission, is found in the words in today's gospel, words that conclude the gospel of Matthew, words that begin belief in the Holy Trinity. Listen again to these last words from Matthew's gospels, which are those first words of God's new mission to the human family. "Go therefore and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. And by their deed, my brothers and sisters, this was the beginning. This was the start of what we have come to know as the Holy Trinity. And in that sense of baptism, in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, a new unity was being formed, a new unity of the human family. In a real sense, my brothers and sisters, the one who was sent by the Father, then sent the Holy Spirit, then sends the followers of the faith into the world. And for what purpose? To unite all human beings, indeed all creation, in love, through love, for love, a unity under one living and loving God. Parishioners of Holy Trinity Parish, do you have the sense that these words are meant for us today? And not just for the apostles so many years ago. We will soon witness these words in actions when we observe the faith of a group of parents, godparents, who are bringing forth their children, five children, to be baptizing, using the exact words of Jesus in today's gospel. And by their generous faith, these parents have chosen that their children will one day become believers in Jesus' words, and have become, in the words of St. Paul, adopted children. They are indeed living the words that we heard in the second reading. For those who are led by the Spirit of God are children of God. For you did not receive a spirit of slavery to fall back into fear, but you received a spirit of adoption, through whom we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we all are children of God. And if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. My brothers and sisters, this is Paul's way of expressing the mystery of the Holy Trinity. Parishioners of Holy Trinity Parish, today's feast is indeed our special feast, but it does not make us better or less, more or less than any other Christians. But our titular feast does invite us to become more aware of our shared identity as members of a community of faith, a family of faith. It was no accident that Bishop John Carroll, when he missioned Francis Neal to this parish, first as a community of faith in the 1780s and then building the chapel in 1794, chose the name Holy Trinity, because John Carroll knew that at the start of our nation, in this capital city, a definition of Christianity needed to be made. Specifically, the essence of the Catholic faith is the Holy Trinity. Do you see the connection and the responsibility of our parish connected to this nation's history? It is, if you will, our heir, our responsibility to live this faith in a distinct way. Some years ago, Pope John Paul II spoke of the Holy Trinity as the divine family. The phrase, the divine family, is perhaps less abstract than Holy Trinity. What Saint and Pope John Paul II was trying to say, the Trinity is relational. There's an energy of relation. It's not a God with a beard. It's a dynamism, an energy that is meant to be extended outward and through the human family. So much of the presence of God is revealed in the families, as we will witness shortly. And that sense of baptism, being adopted children, gives us a sense of connection to all children throughout the world, regardless of nationality or religion or race. It connects us that we're all in this together, participating in the divine family. How often do we bless ourselves sharing this identity? How many times have we said the words, name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit? How many times have we begun our formal prayer with those phrases? How many ways have the words been a way of encountering God's presence? It is like a warm handshake, the sign of the cross. It has been for centuries a Christian way of encountering through God, the presence of our Creator God, who companions us in Jesus and who sends us forth through the Holy Spirit. Tertullian, the early church theologian in the 3rd century, was the first to mention in writing this practice. He said that the origins of the sign of the cross, quote, "and all our travels and movements and all of our comings and goings, of putting on our shoes, at the bath, at the table, in lighting our candles, in lying down and setting down, whatever employment occupies us, we mark our foreheads with the sign of the cross." It's the exact sign that we do with those babies. Parishioners of Holy Trinity Parish, our mission statement is a Trinitarian statement. It connects us with the family of God, the dynamic energy of the Holy Trinity, whereby we believe and respond to the way of connecting the revelation of the divine family. It is seen in the bulletin in the past year, and for the last month it's been on the walls of our church. It's in 6 places in the parish. What is it? It says, "We are a Jesuit Catholic parish that welcomes all to accompany one another in Christ, celebrate God's love, transform our lives, accompany through Christ the Son, celebrating God's love, the Father, being transformed by the Holy Spirit." And so, parishioners of Holy Trinity Parish, on this great feast of our identity as a family of faith connected to the divine family, I invite you to consider, to reflect upon, and respond to our parish mission, and to consider how each of us collectively is called to be a family of faith, to participate and encourage one another to believe that we are participating in the divine family today. The divine family, who we invoke each time we utter the prayerful words and are sent forth as members of a family connected to all creation, being one people who are created, being men and women who are companions, being men, women, and children, and babies who are called. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.